This is Clat 2, and I'm at South, the Southeast Linux Festival, and right now I've got, I don't know who I've got in front of me, someone from Freenode. What's your name?
Jonathan D.
Jonathan Simpson. I'm Jonathan D. on Freenode.
Okay, cool. Jonathan D. And so, first of all, what exactly is Freenode? I mean, everyone uses Freenode that's listening to this probably, but, like, what is it exactly?
Freenode is an IRC network, and it's, there's a lot of IRC networks out there, but Freenode is kind of different in its focus, in that it's focused on the open source community and various open source projects and free software projects and other related things.
Okay, so it's a cluster of servers, is it?
Yeah, basically it is. There's
okay.
a number of servers, and they're linked together. So you can connect to any of the servers and talk to anyone on any of the other servers. You don't need to be aware of what server they're on or anything like that.
And why does Freenode exist? I mean, like, what is it as opposed to, for instance, what there are other IRC networks out there, I guess, but are they not necessarily free, or...?
Most of them are. I mean, I don't know of any network that's not free to connect to. What they're different on is what their intent is. You have a lot of networks that are meant for just people to talk to each other and have chat and, you know, what's for tea.
Right.
And then you have networks that are a little more focused in their purpose, and Freenode is one of those. It's one of the larger IRC networks in existence, and basically you have, say, Ubuntu, and Ubuntu has their channels on Freenode, so they have people coming there for help.
Sure.
If you install a new Ubuntu edition, I believe it's still this way, if you fire up Firefox, the link's right there to irc.ubuntu.com, which actually takes you to Freenode.
Cool.
So you jump right in, you're there. So people are taken right there when they need it, when they have a question, they need help. And on top of that, I mean, it's great for user support, but a lot of development activity happens on Freenode as well.
Right.
The Ubuntu developers or other projects. Or, for example, I drove up down here today with some people from the Philadelphia Linux Users Group. They maintain a channel on Freenode. They organize events and get things like that together. So
Very cool.
Just projects, it's also groups and...
And IRC, is it, I mean, like Freenode especially, is it built on all open source software, or is it...
It is built off of open source software. Most of the IRCD platforms out there are free and open source, and pretty much every network is based off of one of them.
Right, cool. And so how do you, I mean, so anyone can have a channel in Freenode, or is it something that you have to register for or sign up with, or...
Can have a channel in Freenode.
Okay,
there's two different kinds of channels. There's what we call, and most networks don't distinguish this, but we do for various reasons, but there's primary channels, which you can differentiate between them on the network. They have a single hash.
Right.
You go to, hash Southeast Linux Fest, for example.
Right, yeah.
And those are channels that are of an official nature. They basically belong to a project or a group. Ubuntu obviously owns the Ubuntu channel.
Right.
So by seeing that, you can say, this project actually owns this channel. It's not operated by other people.
Okay.
But on the other hand, say there's a Windows channel.
Right.
Obviously, Microsoft is not running a channel.
Running. Right.
On a free and open source network. There are people who use Windows, and
sure.
people who use Firefox and OpenOffice, other open source things on Windows.
Yeah.
Sometimes they need help too.
Yep.
So that channel is #/ Windows.
Gotcha.
Which we differentiate there. That means it's not run by that organization. It's run by people who want to assist people using whatever it is. And there's other channels like that. Linux is actually one of them, because the Linux channel is not operated by
the Linux kernel
Foundation
developers
or
Linux. Yeah. Okay.
So it's #/ Linux.
Cool. Okay. Well, that is really cool. So what do you do for Freenode, first of all?
Well, I'm a Freenode staffer. Help users with issues of that nature. People have problems with their nicknames. They lose their passwords. You know, there's the day-to-day help. I can't get some of the work stuff.
Sure.
There's helping people figure out how to use some of the stuff, because there is some complexity, and especially people
especially
that are
using, like, IRSSI or something.
IRSSI can be pretty complicated.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, for a new user.
Even for an old user. I use IRSSI, and there's still stuff I don't know how to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But... They run their support channel on Freenode as well. So.
Oh, cool. Okay.
A couple of our staffers are actually IRCSI developers.
Oh, very neat. Okay. So, and is Freenode taken care of? You don't need anyone else to help, or
we're actually
in
the process of lining up another recruitment drive for staff.
Not
sure when that's actually going to be. It was mentioned on our podcast a few weeks ago.
You have a podcast?
We do have a podcast. We started that about, I think, 2 months ago.
Oh, cool.
We're aiming for a bi-weekly release.
Okay.
We're not quite at the point where we can safely say that.
Right.
It's taking us time to... You know, we have 3 or 4 people involved in it.
Okay,
getting everybody
that's the way... Yeah, I know. It's really tough, but yeah.
It's going well.
Yeah.
And we also... We have a couple other things that we're doing that are a little different now. We're doing something called GeekNext.
Okay.
Which are basically picnics for geeks.
We've oh, cool.
In Philadelphia, we've had one in Ireland. There's one coming up in Cambridge in the UK.
Is it a little bit like a bar camp? Have you ever been to like a bar
I
camp?
I haven't been to a bar camp, but...
Or Nauticon, you know, where it's kind of like a...
It's a little smaller,
okay,
I think,
sure.
than like a Nauticon.
Mm.
You know, similar principle. We're trying to get people together.
Yeah.
In the real world.
Yeah.
Instead of just online.
Right, yeah.
Get people to meet each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get people away from the computers for a little bit.
Right.
You know, so we had a barbecue in a park outside Philadelphia. We had 30 people there.
Cool.
Went great. It was a lot of fun. And,
yeah.
You know, we have other ones coming up. We're actually doing a camping trip in northern New Jersey.
Wow.
We have a Philadelphia lug, a couple of lugs from New York City, New York State involved
yeah.
in that.
Cool.
We're going to go camping for a couple of days.
Okay.
Should be good.
Where could I, like, now I'm like a Freenode convert. I'm crazy about Freenode. Can't get enough of them. Where can I find out more information
about
it?
Well, you can go to freenode.net. That's our website. Uh-huh. The picnics are actually on geeknet.org.
Oh, okay.
And all of this is managed by an organization called the PDPC. Most of their information right now is on freenode.net,
okay.
but they're going to shortly have their own more elaborate site that kind of links it all together.
Okay, cool.
But basically, what we're after is getting a little bit more than just a IRC network.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want to support the community in any way, way we can. And we have some really good people. We'd like to, you know, do some more stuff like the Geeknicks. And maybe
yeah, because it's funny.
It
before today, I mean, Freenode just kind of seemed very much like a cloud to me. I mean, I knew there were staffers, but you don't really see them at the typical fest. You know, I didn't see anyone at Ohio. I didn't see one at Scale. And, you know, so it's kind of cool to see someone saying, yeah, I'm involved with Freenode, and we're actually doing, you know, this, this, and this. So that's pretty cool.
We haven't really done a lot of going to
yeah.
conferences and stuff. And
right.
Something that, you know, I mean, I'm very enthusiastic about the network, and
mm-hmm.
I love what we can do, and
mm-hmm.
I love what takes place there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think a lot of people take it for granted because, like you say, it's almost like the main support system for a lot of Linux or free software related issues. So it's really a cool.
A lot goes on there.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.